Today we'll be discussing why is it that we name the child the boy right during the Bris Milah, and what do you do if a child is Nebuch, he's sick, and they have to push off this Bris Milah for many months? Do you name the child after the Bris Milah many months later? Do you name the child before then? And all those discussions. Before we begin, as always, this should not be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. The source that we name the boy, that we give the boy's name during the Bris Milah, can be found in the Pirush HaTfilas of the Reb and Yakar. In Brachas HaMilah, he writes, V'yikra Shmai B'Yisrael Kach Ratzal Oymar Shei Ratzal Likar Leishem An Achshav Shenimo. The appropriate time to give a baby is only after the Bris Milah V'Nasi Yisrael, because now he's a Jew. K'dei Shei Shmai Kayim, that way his name will be complete and will last long. We know that the Abraham was given that name by the Bris Milah, and that's why that name lasted and not Avram. Visara also, as opposed to Yaakov, where Yaakov, although he was added a different name, Yaakov still lasts. The reason is because Avram's name was given to him at the Bris Milah, and therefore it lasts longer. The Siddur Tefillas HaRekeach Amid Tavshin Chav Ches writes the following. It writes a similar thing, that you only give the name after the Bris Milah, that way it'll last longer. Why do we only name the baby at the Milah? Because that's when Avram was given the name. The Chubas Chemdes Tzvi Chilik Hesim Membez adds that he actually heard that there are those that say that you shouldn't even tell people about the name before the Bris Milah. You should keep it secretive, but maybe for a different reason entirely. The Sefer Chesed L'Avram, Mayan Beis Nahar Nun Beis, adds deeper understanding. Noigim Shalei Likra Shem L'Yalad Achar Amila. We only give the baby the name after the Bris Milah. Shemei Achar Shekven Nistalik Ha'arla V'Hatuma. Because when at that moment when they remove the Arla, they remove the foreskin, the Tuma that's connected to the Arla, Oz Yichal Olav Soid HaNeshama. That's when he gets the neshama, whatever this means, that's when he gets the spiritual neshama, and therefore that's the appropriate time to give the name. The Sefer Zichrin Brisler Rishonim in Daf Tzadi Dalet writes a similar thing. Why is the baby named after the Bris Milah? Because before this time he had the Arla and he was still Tameh. And therefore, it wouldn't be appropriate. If you want the name to last, it should only come with Kedusha, and that's after the Bris Milah was, that's after the Arla was removed. That's probably why girls are named before 8 days, because they don't have a problem with this. But babies, boys that have the Arla, it's Kedai to wait till the Arla is removed, and only then to be given the name. Similar in the Arts of Tfilas, Chel Gal, Daf Resh Samach Gimel, in the Pirush Dover Shalom writes, Kriyas Hashem B'Shas Amilah, Yish Omrim Sh'Avram Nikra Avraham B'Yis Amilah. Some say that Avraham was named Avraham during the Milah, and also Moshe was Nikra Yukutiel B'Yis Amilah. V'asibel is that, what's the reason why we name it the Milah? Yitachan Api Mashviyarim Perish Bereshish, Sh'Hashem Nikra Tam Lufitchunas Tachlisai. The name has a strong connection to the purpose of the person and his soul. And therefore, Lachin Kasha Nimer Hayeled, when the baby was just circumcised, Behegil Tachl Shlemusai, Shlemis Yisrael, and now he's brought into the Knesset Yisrael, Nikra Ashmai Lufitchunas Shlemusai, then it's appropriate to have the name. I saw this as fascinating in the Sefer Keser Shem Tov, the Minhagim, Chilgalav Daf Tov Kuf Pei. He says that he had heard the reason. He says he found no source for this, but he was always told that the reason why we give the name at the Bris Milah is because apparently there's a special skula that if a person is present during the naming and he has the same name as the baby, then his averis are forgiven, meaning that if the baby's name is Moshe, and he's there, and his name is Moshe also, his averus will be forgiven. And therefore, we do it at the Bris Milah, because that's when a lot of people are there, to sort of help out any Moshes that are around. Because if you name the baby in private, you're taking away the ability for a lot of people to get their averus forgiven. But he says he never found the source for this. I hope it's true, but I don't know if it's true. So the poskim deal with a very interesting shaila, and that is, what do you do if the child is sick and the Bris Milah is going to be pushed off? So the Sefer Zichron Bris Rishayim cites the Sefer Chamud Daniel, that if the Ben is a Chayla, if the child is sick, And the bris meal is going to be pushed off, and you have to be pushed off for many weeks. You could give him a name already. You don't have to wait till after the bris meal. You can name him before the bris meal. Let's say the bris meal is going to take 3 months from now, so you don't have to wait 3 months. You can name him before that. And he says, I'll prove it to you. Avraham named Yitzchak before the bris meal, because it says in Bereishis Perichaf Aleph Pasuk Gimel, Vayikra Avraham Hashem Benoi Hanoleh Shel Yolda Loi Sara Yitzchak. He called him Yitzchak. And then the next pasuk says, Vayomel Avraham is Yitzchak Benoi. Then Avraham gave the bris milah. So clearly, the Seder is that Avraham called him Yitzchak before the bris milah. So therefore, says the Chamud Daniel, clearly you can call a baby, you can give a baby a name before the bris milah. In which case, if the kid's sick and you have to push off the bris milah for a couple months, you can name him before the bris milah so that you don't have to wait the couple months. The Sefer B'Tzela Chachma, Chilik Vav Simen Yud, writes that according to the Tam of the Chesel Avram, right, we cited from the Chesel Avram that the reason why you name the baby after the bris milah is because only then when the arla is removed, now he's tahar and he's entered into Klal Yisrael, and therefore the name will be Miskayim. So says Rabbi Bezalel Stern, according to that reason, it makes sense that if the baby's sick and you have to push it off 3 months, wait 3 months to give him the name, because unlike the Sefer Chamud Daniel, because if the whole reason to wait till after the bris milah is because then they'll be tahar and the baby is now roy for a name, then if the baby's sick, you should also wait. He does say, though, that the baby should have some name, maybe perhaps for davening purposes, we'll see in a second. Therefore, he says you should call the baby Alter, something like that, a nice name, as a temporary name. And you should have in mind that this is a temporary name. And you should have in mind when you're calling this Alter, this temporary name, that you know what the real name is going to be when the baby's healthy enough to have the bris milah. And that's what you should do. Therefore, you have, it sort of like works both ways. You have a temporary name, but you wait for the real name to after the bris milah. That's the opinion of Bezalel Stern. He says, though, that if you're only going to push off the bris milah for a little bit, then you don't do this game. This is only if the bris milah is going to be pushed off for many months, many weeks, many months, whatever. In the Sefer Asiyah, which is a journal, a Torah journal, Chilak Dalet, page 244, it quotes many stories from Rav Chaim Miller, who's a big mohel in Petach Tikva. And he says that he was once speaking to a young, an avrich, who had a baby who was sick. And they pushed off the bris milah, and they went to Rav Yitzchak Levinstein, the mashgiach of Panovich, to get a bracha. So Rav Yitzchak said, what's the name of the baby? I want to daven. So they said, well, we pushed it off, right? Like Rabbi Bezalel Stern said, I mean, he mentioned the Alter thing, but they wanted to wait till the bris milah. He said, how could you wait? If the baby doesn't have a name, then how are people going to daven for him? And he said, you should go to the Ozrover Rebbe, and the Ozrover Rebbe gave him a name, and he says, now we could daven for the baby, and hopefully the baby will get better. So that obviously works with the Chamud de Daniel. It even works according to the Bezalel Stern. Rav Bezalel Stern just saying that you could use a temporary name. Maybe Rav Chesed Levinstein would require you to have a full name. I don't know. He says that also they had a baby who was very sick in Bnei Brak, and the bris was pushed off. So they asked Rav Moshe Feinstein what to do about the name, and Rav Moshe said you should name the baby right away. Don't wait for the bris. So he says when they got back from Eretz Yisrael, they asked the same shayla to Rav Shach and the stipler. Rav Shach says that you should name the baby before the bris, unless it's very, very sick, but generally you can call it before the bris. The stipler said you should not. Okay, but the point is, again, he quotes off many stories like this, but the point is, according to the Ramesha and according to many Paiskim, you should give the baby the name even before the bris milah. Again, if the bris is going to be pushed off for a while. The question is, though, when to do that? Meaning, do you wait for eighth day and then do it? Or, if let's say that you know day three, that the baby is going to have to push off the bris milah for many months. So do it at day three. What's the point of pushing off to day eight? If you're going to do it before the bris milah, might as well do it right away. So according to the Chamud Daniel, that you should do it... Chamud Daniel says you should do it before the bris milah if the bris milah is pushed off. He says though odif tvei sheyikra like kaidim shmeina, you should do it before 8 days because then it's not called an oral yet. He's not. It's not like, you know, he could have had a bris milah and he pushed it off. Before 8 days is even better. So according to the Chamud Daniel, if the baby's gonna be sick and you're gonna push off the bris milah for many months, you should do it before 8 days. However, the Sefer Kairos Bris from Elio Fosk, he disagrees, and he says that you should talk away. Toiv shaloi yetoich ches l'lidosa. You should wait for the eighth day. Okay, so it seems to be a machlekes. Again, as always, should be a rav should be consulted. Just to summarize, we do it at the eighth day because that's when the name will be meskayim because now the baby is kadosh. And if the baby is sick and they have to push it off, according to many paiskim, you could give the name, baby a name before the bris milah. And it's a machlokas whether you should do it before 8 days or only after 8 days. Again, all these things are rav should be consulted. Questions can be sent to avizakatinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.